If there is such a thing as a famous iceberg, it would probably be the chunk of ice that sunk the Titanic. If there is such a thing as an expert on icebergs, it would probably be Mary Bloom. She's next on this edition of The American Countryside. Mary Bloom is an expert on the object that felled the Titanic.
Glaciers, in order to be glaciers, have to move. So we call them rivers of ice. So as they move ever so slowly forward, all that pressure over the bedrock and so forth forces the ice to fall off.
And of course, the pieces that fall off are what we call icebergs.
When it calves off the surface, those are called belly floppers, but there's often at least 150 feet of ice underneath the water of these tidewater glaciers, and pieces will break off underneath. And when they pop to the surface, those are called shooters.
These may just look like big chunks of ice, but there's actually much more going on beneath the surface.
Water is always percolating through these glaciers, whether it's from meltwater, from rain, from various sources, and they carve deep tunnels and holes in the glacier. So if you were standing on a glacier and it was really quiet otherwise, you would hear the equivalent of a river flowing through the glacier.
The ice itself is far different than ice cubes you might put in a drink.
This ice is under extreme pressure. First of all, it's from frozen snowflakes, not frozen water. And when all that pressure is exerted over quite a few years, all the oxygen is forced out of that ice.
That fact makes the ice appear blue. It also gives icebergs a unique quality.
It does seem to last longer, interestingly enough, especially when it's that blue ice, that really substantially dense ice that we see out here.
Mary works for the Department of Agriculture's Forest Service. Her summer work is spent at Alaska's woods and around its glaciers. Traveling the countryside in Whittier, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.